Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one about whom Moses wrote in the law, and also the prophets, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." But Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said to him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven open and angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Bartholomew the Apostle, who also is Nathanael as we hear him in the Gospel today. Nathanael Bartholomew, once again, we recognize the name-calling that takes place. Jesus recognizing those who have names and those who would become whom he would call them forth to follow him. The story of Nathanael and Philip is a beautiful story for all of us to heed and listen to, because it's a story that allows us to know that once you're on fire, true fire, with the love of Jesus Christ, and you make that act of faith, as Peter did yesterday in the gospel, as we hear Nathanael do here, Philip in his own heart, you want to tell the whole world. And telling the whole world begins with one person at a time. The second part of speaking the gospel truth that comes from our own conviction is to allow the other to come and see, as Philip says. Allow the other to use their free will to choose themselves who Christ is for them. On Sunday, I spoke about the different names that we give Jesus as terms of endearment. And each of those names are different for all of us that begin the quest of knowing him fully. And as we build up that repertoire of name calling with Jesus, then we also do build up our faith and confidence in who he is. The conversation with Nathanael, with Bartholomew here in today's gospel, is one that shows that Jesus recognizes that those who are of single mind and single heart, if you will, with a proper disposition for truth, then truth will come to them and it will be accepted as the way and also the life for which will follow. Jesus says to Nathanael, there is no duplicity in this man. He is seeking one thing, that for which the covenant has promised. The Messiah who would come in a specific way from a particular place. And Branch City, Branch Town, Nazareth, wasn't the place for which the Savior was to come. But when Jesus says that I saw you under the fig tree, Nathanael was ready to proclaim, just as Peter did in the gospel yesterday, "You are the Christ, you are the Son, the King of Israel, the one who is to come." And Jesus says to him, "I knew you understood, because under the fig tree, that's what you were praying." See, the fig tree was the place for which the teacher would come and teach. And Nathanael had no teacher, had no rabbi. His prayer was simply, "Give me and send me, Lord, the rabbi for which I should follow, so that I could know the King of Kings, the Messiah who is to come." How beautiful the story continues, because if we think clearly here, who Bartholomew is from Cana, what follows in the next chapter is the first glorious thing that this man would see in the presence of Jesus. The miracle at the wedding feast at Cana. Water into wine. That wine someday into the blood for which would save all people of Jesus Christ in the Holy Eucharist. So today, as we celebrate the Feast of the Apostles, let us remember a few things about being called forward by Christ. He has a name for us. We have our baptismal names, but he also has a name for us as he calls us forth. If we have the proper disposition in prayer, then great and wonderful things will come to us, and we will know him. If we take the disposition of prayer of poor in spirit, then he will humbly raise us up. If we take the disposition of those who mourn, then he will give consolation in our sorrow. If we go in prayer, seeking to tend to those who are most need of God's mercy, his mercy will be known. So as we prepare to receive Jesus in this Holy Eucharist, as we believe in his ascension, as we believe in his gift of the Holy Spirit, let us follow Nathaniel, Bartholomew. Let us be like Philip to call others forward, for our conviction itself will lead to the truth. And in our lips we will profess, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, the King of kings, the one who is coming into the world.